Good morning. My name is David Hatch. I'm from Texas A&M University, and today I'll be presenting electromagnetic induction as a tool for mapping coarse fragments in Texas. So stony soils can be very problematic when trying to measure different soil properties. Measuring soil water content, for example, can prove to be very difficult because stones will physically hinder the insertion of probes and other volumetric samplers, as you can probably imagine by looking at this figure here, which is a typical soil profile at my site, which is a car savanna in central Texas. Because of the difficulty that these stones provide, their effect on soil properties is often neglected, but they shouldn't be because they create high, highly complex soil-water dynamics. So an objective of my study was to quantify the spatial structure of soil variability in landscapes with stony soils. So I conducted electromagnetic induction, or EMI, surveys at field capacity, and I conducted a coarse-scale survey, which was roughly 600 by 600 meters in size, and a fine-scale survey of roughly 25 by 25 meters in size. And the apparent electrical conductivity values for the fine scale survey ranged from 0 to 25 millisiemens per meter and 0 to 29 millisiemens per meter for the coarse scale survey. And I also collected 12 soil samples at field capacity that were roughly the size of 5-gallon buckets to account for the size of the coarse fragments within the soil. And with those soil samples, I was able to measure the bulk density, coarse fragment mass, clay percentage, and water content. And what I found was that bulk density and coarse fragment mass were highly correlated with the electrical conductivity values. So high electrical conductivity values were associated with low levels of coarse fragments, while low levels of electrical conductivity were associated with high amount of coarse fragments. So the prominent drivers of the EM signal in this site were the coarse fragment content and the bulk density. Then I created variograms of the data with semivariance on the y-axis and distance on the x-axis. And looking at the fine scale survey on the right, you can see that it does show some range of variability of the soil, but then you look over to the coarse scale survey and that extent of variability isn't reached until 200 meters. So when mapping water content at the site, you need measurements across a large scale. So these maps of coarse fragment variability can benefit and help in improving calibration procedures for surface soil moisture sensors at these sites. Thank you, and I hope to see you at my poster this afternoon.
Okay. And do we have any questions?
Yes, I only collected 12 samples at field capacity. They were about the size of 5-gallon buckets.
Okay. So was that more than enough to create a variogram?
Those variograms were of the EC data, the electrical conductivity values. That's not a large enough sample size to create a variogram for.
Do we have more questions? I have one. So how do you calibrate for the temperature drifting problem during the data collection?
Well, all right. So the new EM38 does have circuitry to account for any temperature fluctuations. But I did, I did notice any drift, I would just shift the data over from the variogram data or the histogram data.
Gotcha. And I think we have time for one more question? No? Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.